Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The Irish Association for Emergency Medicine is adding its voice to a campaign calling for urgent action from the government to curtail the amount of road fatalities in recent years, saying the carnage has to stop. Well, I'm joined by consultant in emergency medicine at St. Vincent's Hospital, Dr. John Legg. John, you're very welcome to the programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire, and good morning to your listeners. So thank you so much for having me on.
You're more than welcome. So do you think that we are starting to settle to accept the fact that we will have a certain number of fatalities on our roads every year and believing that there's not much we can do to improve the numbers?
Yeah, I believe that we have a cultural problem with road deaths. We see them as a tragic accident and not something that's preventable, that something that we can actually avoid happening in the future. And we kind of have a saying in medicine that's like, the system is perfectly designed to get the results it gets. Mm-hmm. So that means that we don't see road deaths as an individual error of the person behind the wheel of the car. We see it as a consequence of a whole system involvement. Just for example, in healthcare, if somebody gets the wrong side surgery, we don't blame the surgeon. We look at the entire system. We look at where the errors happened and we look at how we can fix that so it doesn't happen again. We want the same approach to road safety.
And I suppose coming as you do from an emergency medicine background, you and your colleagues are seeing at first hand, the damage that is being done and caused on our roads.
Absolutely. And, you know, 190 people died on the roads last year. We would have seen very few of those people. Those people wouldn't have made it to us in the hospital. This figure of 190 kind of undersells the severity of the problem. There's probably 10, if not more, serious injuries with life-altering injuries for every death every year. And these are people who've got long-term disabilities as a consequence of a single collision, who've lost their independence and their ability to function independently in life.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying could be done then? What are the immediate steps that you think should happen?
Well, if you look at EU data, we are a complete outlier with regards to road safety in the EU. Deaths across the entire EU have dropped 12%. In the same period, they've gone up 19% in Ireland. And we are an outlier in that regard. And it's because we have a lack of enforcement. So enforcement has completely collapsed as of 2014. Roads policing are not being adequately resourced. And they do not have the backup they need to do their job. The other thing we need to do is to focus on design of our roads as well. It's all well and good putting a sign up saying this is a 30 kph limit because you're coming up to school. If the road is wide and straight, you'll drive at whatever speed you want, that you feel comfortable doing so. But if you make the same road narrow, put a few twists in it, it's actually going to be very difficult to drive above a certain speed. And the same principle can apply to all roads. Then we see black spots where, you know, collisions have happened and people have died. Those roads should be urgently looked at from a systematic point of view to see, was there a problem with the way the road is designed that led to that collision, and can that be redesigned as a matter of priority? So that's where we need to focus our attention.
Mm-hmm. Do you not think that is happening, though, when there have been a certain number of accidents on a road, that stretch of road will be examined?
It may be examined, but they may the actual result of altering that road, I'm not sure if that is happening. It's very hard to actually collect this data because it's very difficult to get data from where collisions happen. If a patient's brought to hospital, the trauma is recorded to the hospital, not to the location of the actual collision. So it's really hard to share the data. But is it happening? Well, if it is, it's not making our road safer. Our road fatalities are on an upward trajectory every year. The government set their own targets to have 72 deaths by 2030. We are well in excess of that. We're on track to have about 240 deaths by 2030.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the government has, you know, named road safety as a priority. They brought in a number of measures aimed at reducing road deaths. And you mentioned the speed limit reduction there. And there are more coming this year in terms of rules around speed on roads. Do you think that what they have done just doesn't go far enough, or that the political will isn't there to bring that figure down substantially?
I think the political will is not there, and we've seen that from the government in that they reversed a plan to bring in a 30 km/h speed limit in all urban areas. And just before Christmas, they reversed that, which was would have just gone ahead without any intervention from them. The issue as well is we don't have any kind of static speed cameras around the country. We just have we have about a dozen of them in the entire country. Helsinki, they brought their road deaths down to zero in the previous year. They have over 1,000 speed cameras within that one region alone, and that's how they do it. But the other thing as well is if we miss our target of no more than 72 deaths by 2030, who's going to answer to that? No one's accountable. We don't have a single statutory body that is answerable to this, that has the mandate and the authority to bring about this target either. It's completely devolved across multiple local authorities, the Garda, the RSA, without any single agency being accountable for this.
Mm-hmm. Is our model of treatment partly responsible for this, or should we look at it? We have heard calls on this programme and elsewhere for there to be a system, a flying doctor system, essentially, so that the ambulance service is not relying on road transport to take people to their nearest emergency treatment centre. Do you think that that might be something that would play into helping here?
Like it might help, but if you're bringing a air transport into a road collision, you've probably got someone who's very, very seriously injured. So even if you give them the best medical care on the side of the road, which I'm not saying we definitely probably need to consider that as well, that person, the damage is already done, and all you can do is mitigate the damage. You can't actually reverse the injuries that the person sustained. So preventing the collisions from happening in the first place, and preventing the severity of the collisions when they do happen, is going to make our road safer overall.
Mm-hmm. So you're treating the symptom really and not the cause if you invest in that sort of treatment.
Absolutely, yeah. But that's not to say we shouldn't be investing in that as well. There is also need for that as well, but that's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm. Just when you, going back to what you said about the reduced speed limit outside of schools and that people won't adhere to that unless you put physical barriers on the road, and we've seen that with speed bumps and structural changes and so on, that does tend to work because you can't actually drive fast, John, on those roads. But as you were saying that, I was thinking about what I have seen outside of my children's school, scooters and e-bikes flying through, even when the lollipop lady or man is standing there trying to stop the traffic. And I'm sure you and your colleagues have seen those injuries coming through, injuries resulting from people speeding on those types of vehicles.
We do. We particularly see a lot of e-scooter injuries, and they tend to be more severely injured than cyclists, e-bikes and bikes. We would certainly see that, but the majority of those people injured are the users as opposed to other road users.
Mm-hmm.
So the e-scooter users and the e-bike users are the ones who tend to be injured as opposed to pedestrians.
Okay, but you are seeing them coming through, and it is a concern, I'm sure.
Sure. A lot of those injuries, though, of kind of e-scooter and cyclist users, they're probably more as a result of collision with cars or with kind of poorly designed cycle lanes or other poorly designed road infrastructure as well. So it kind of goes back to the need to design safe roads as part of the system.
John, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us. That's Dr. John Legg, consultant in emergency medicine at St. Vincent's University. And the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine says that the carnage has to stop on our roads, that we shouldn't accept that 190 people have died as a result of road accidents in the last year. That is not an acceptable figure. They say that something should be done about it.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.